97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A zoning change in Wisconsin Rapids passed the Planning Commission with a unanimous vote this week. The parcel on Whitrock and 2 Mile Avenue is being considered for a solar power project by Waterworks and Lighting. It first needs to be rezoned from an R2 mixed residential to a C1 conservancy zoning. Commission members asked about the benefits of changing the zoning and if that would further protect the wellheads on the property. Community Development Director Kyle Kearns.
There's very few permitted item or uses within that district, yes. So if it's the intent of the council and the plan commission to protect those lands, to limit development, then conservancy is a fitting zoning classification regardless of the solar power project.
The commission voted 7-0 to approve the rezoning. Another item on the agenda was the conditional use permit request from WWLC to construct a solar power plant on that parcel. During the public hearing, every resident who spoke voiced opposition to putting a solar power array on that location. Amy Grimm lives on 2 Mile Avenue.
To me, it's just not worth it, and I hope you're actually listening to us and you haven't actually made up your mind already, because it's just a shame to take that small area for something that's not going to be significant enough ever.
Mayor Zacher explained a vote yes doesn't approve the project.
But ultimately, through the Finance and Property Committee, that committee has to vote on, are we funding? Are we going ahead with the solar project?
The Planning Commission voted 5-2 in favor. It will now go before the Finance and Property Committee before being considered by the full council. The national average of gas prices in 2026 look to be lower than in 2025. That's according to the 2026 fuel price outlook from Gas Buddy published this week. They forecast the yearly national average to fall back below $3 per gallon for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials project the yearly U.S. average to be $2.97 per gallon. This is 13 cents lower than 2025's average and marks the lowest yearly average since 2020. Prices moving throughout the year will be subject to the usual bouts of volatility with seasonal demand, refinery maintenance, hurricane season, and ongoing geopolitical risks. Officials expect a peak in the spring with a switch to summer gasoline that may briefly reach the low 320s. Overall, U.S. drivers are projected to spend $11 billion less on gasoline in 2026, with the average household spending a little over $2,000 at the pump in the next year. Gas Buddy officials say if the market avoids major surprises, sustained averages below $3 per gallon could become commonplace in 2026. Specialty crop block grant applications are now being accepted by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They have a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Eligible projects include those that focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. Nonprofit organizations, producer groups, government agencies, universities, and other agricultural organizations are encouraged to apply. You can find grant information and application materials at datcp.wi.gov. A group of Republican state lawmakers have been circulating a proposed bill that would open the roads to driverless vehicles. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board with permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry, attracting new investments, creating manufacturing jobs, and improving supply chains. Blood donations are needed to prevent a winter blood shortage. The Red Cross and other donation organizations are putting out a plea for donations. Donors with type O, A negative, and B negative blood are especially needed now. As an incentive, the Red Cross and the National Football League are partnering for the 7th straight year. As a thank you to donors who give between now and January 25th, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a Super Bowl 60 giveaway. There are regular donation hours in Stevens Point throughout the month. In Wisconsin Rapids, you can donate on January 9th at the YMCA, January 16th at Lincoln High School, and January 20th at McMillan Library. Find out more and schedule at redcrossblood.org. The Community Blood Center will be accepting donations on January 20th and January 26th at the former East Junior High School. You can find out more and schedule an appointment at communityblood.org. Garbage and recycling pickup has been delayed because of icy conditions in Marshfield. Crews will be out today to pick up on Tuesday's routes. In other areas, there will be a one-day delay from the regular collection pickup date this week. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season, the winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yeah, it's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then it'll be partly to mostly cloudy through the rest of the day with a high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some afternoon light rain and a high tomorrow near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.